Good morning, Anita, and welcome to our studio.
Good morning.
You are most of the time a really busy person organizing different things, but this time you are in connection with Auroville Film Festival with a new idea for food festival, correct?
Yes, right.
So, where this idea came from, how did you come to it? I mean, where is the beginning of it?
Okay, so... I'm very attached to food as a culture. Being an Indian, I think we're very passionate about food.
I think
food.
That goes cross cultures, no?
Right.
Food is the
exactly.
base,
exactly.
No?
So the whole idea is, in Auroville, we have diverse culture. Mm-hmm. We are a multicultural society. And you see different cuisine around. And we prepare something at our home and we share with our friends. So the idea came that almost 3 years back we wanted to start doing with the food festival. Let's bring people together.
Regardless the film festival.
Regardless the film festival. Uh-huh. And so it was the idea that let's let communities showcase their traditional cuisine and, mm-hmm. Offer to the community. And so that everybody is able to enjoy what mm-hmm. we enjoy on our dining tables, basically. Yeah. So then we tried during the marathon time. Then this year, but it was too busy a schedule. So we gave it up and then we were speaking to Krishna about it. Mm-hmm. And he said, okay, let's try when the film festival is happening and we can have it both together. And that's how we came upon these. We collaborated with the film festival.
Somehow it makes sense, no?
Yes, it makes sense. It's like a community event.
It is. It's one of the biggest community events, no?
Exactly.
It surpassed the Christmas fair. By now.
Right.
Already.
Yes. So we thought, okay, let's pitch in. And mm-hmm. because in film festival also they have some food stalls and we try to do something. So we said, let's do food festival along with the film festival. And anyways, community is coming to celebrate it. They also get their dinners here.
Definitely. Yeah.
Rich.
And this year, as far as I know, they specially designated the time without screening between 6:30 with the musical part and the dinner, right?
Yes. Right.
So, where did you get the chef, so to speak? How did you engage members of the community to come up? Because you have a diversity, starting with Africa, East India, Europe, vegan, Middle East, and South.
Right.
I mean, you have a full week full up with different
eight,
stuff. Yeah?
Yeah, it's 8 days and 8 different cuisine.
Mm-hmm.
And it was... challenging. Mm-hmm. It was fun also. I mean, I have loads of friends around Auroville, mm-hmm. in Auroville. And so I approached personally everyone and we spoke about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then one people led to the other. And the challenge here was we want to keep it as a very affordable rate.
Yeah.
And I mean, it would be lovely to just contribute, but there is certainly a cost to it. And
at least for the ingredients, no?
Yes, ingredients cost. And it is, this time is not when the farm has abundance of vegetables.
That's also true.
So some farms are contributing to mm-hmm. us. They are, whatever is there available, they are offering to us
mm-hmm.
in certain quantity. So that, and people are happy to share. They were quite excited about the idea.
For sure.
And
it's always joy when the food is
Yes. Doing, no? And there are these people, who love to prepare, cook and mm-hmm. feed,
I think you're starting with Africa the first night, no?
Yes.
And so Africa is definitely the place where they do love to cook and they do love to share.
Yes. So African, we went to African Pavilion, mm-hmm. spoke to Eric and the other Thai and all. And they liked the idea. And so mm-hmm. we gave a call out to some volunteers. We'll be needing. So farms have asked us, we don't have much hands. Mm-hmm. You can come and harvest and take mm-hmm. whatever you want, some mm-hmm. of the farms. So there are people in different areas helping us.
Mm-hmm.
So African people are very enthusiastic to offer to us.
And they already have a team. They know how to...
Yes, they'll also get some volunteer from us who can help us.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a temporary kitchen going to be set up here. So
that will be in the
town
city
hall.
Cafeteria?
Yes, opposite to the...
The kitchen will be in there.
Yeah. No, we are not doing the cafeteria.
No.
We are outside pitching in and making a temporary kitchen.
Uh-huh,
where actually, then you can see them how they cook also. So it's like live kitchen. It's a
live... So if you need this recipe, you should come early in the afternoon to see what they're doing,
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's very interesting in itself.
So how did you get the other teams? Because...
So African Pavilion, then we... We approached Sadhna Forest for the vegan. We wrote to them and they loved the idea and they will be coming with their...
also a team.
Yes, they'll be coming their volunteers and they'll be happy to contribute to the community dinner, vegan dinner. And East Asian dinner, we spoke to Korean Pavilion, some Japanese and the Chinese friends of ours.
So they will...
so they will combine together. Yeah, they'll they're combining the Korean and the Japanese and the Chinese.
And probably it's Taiwanese, not, no?
Taiwanese also.
Taiwan Pavilion is getting stronger.
Taiwanese. So there are four different cultures, groups coming together and they're going to do on Sunday. That's the second
Which
day.
Sunday? This Sunday?
17th. That Sunday.
Somehow the East Asian cuisine is really popular in Oregon, right?
Yes.
Starting with Tibetan or Chinese or whatever, momos and so forth,
So,
sushi.
Yes, so we're doing that. Then 18th is the North Indian. Yes, that's North Indian. I come from that place. So,
So what are you offering?
So there are different things. There are snacks like chaat and all. Which the street food, which people love. And
snacks? You think the Arabians will be satisfied with snacks for the dinner?
I mean, just to start with it.
Okay.
And the street food, which is very famous. Mm-hmm. We're doing that and there is a full main course.
I believe you are in charge of that team.
Yes, I'm in charge of that team.
So you have volunteers to help you or you have your own chefs or how
we,
do you do that?
So there are different North Indians in the community who we know as...
So they like to cook?
They like to cook and we know what is what their specialty is. So I have approached to them and then said, please come on board and you cook this and you can make this and you can make this. So we have combination of chefs. There's no one chef. We have combination of chefs.
Cool. And then you have followed this by Europe?
Yes.
By who?
In the Hungarian Pavilion and there were different people who want to participate in this. So there is a combination of different groups coming in European Pavilion.
Okay. Then after the Europe, it's Sadhna Forest with vegan food. Then you have a Middle East, which is...
So after European, there is, there's raw vegan.
Oh.
There's raw food.
So we have that.
Yes.
So that will be Tuesday, Wednesday.
That is on Wednesday, 20th.
Cool.
That's raw. So Anandi from Kofpo, we approached her and she was very happy. She said, I can cook for 200 people.
There's nothing to cook.
I mean, yeah, I can prepare. I can prepare. Exactly. She also said the same thing.
No, I know there are noodles out of pumpkins, but, you know, it's nothing to cook, no?
Right. So she'll be coming up with...
she'll be in charge of that.
She'll be coming up with raw pizza and some desserts. And she has given us a whole menu of it and... so we have raw and then we have vegan day with Sadhna Forest will be coming.
So that will be on Thursday.
Yeah, that is on Thursday.
And then Middle East?
Middle East, Orly from Well Cafe.
Ah, okay.
She Lebanese and there are a few other people. Those
Israeli
who are
food?
Yes, those who are putting in the Middle East.
Mm-hmm. Saturday, 20th,
Saturday,
sorry.
Yes. So that's a South Indian, which different communities. So you have various range. So there are 8 days.
Oh, yeah. So for the end, it's going to be
the South Indian
awards and for spectacular performance by children.
Right.
And then spectacular food, actually our bioregional food, right?
Yes. So, and then there are a lot of kids, those who are very enthusiastic and come out. Can I bring a cake to offer? Can I get cookies I make at home to offer? So Tamar most probably will come with her cart, the cookies. Her daughter wants to do it on the last day. She probably...
okay, so is that a possibility? Is still a chance for somebody if you want to volunteer to come in?
Yes.
And
yes.
A possibility to cook at home and bring it there?
Yeah, there is. So in our poster we say also bring your dish and share with the community. So because there are people who can't cook for so many people, but they would like to showcase their cuisine. So it's most welcome to bring it.
But if, for example, I'm coming from China, can I bring in on the last day or no?
We would stick by to the days. It's better.
The days designated for the...
It helps us logistically.
Type of cuisine, yeah?
Yes, it just helps us that ways.
How many people are now helping you on that project?
So we are a core team of 3 people who we are busy organizing everything. And then the film festival people are also helping us. And then the town hall team is also helping us. And the pavilions themselves.
And the groups, each cooking group will get the food, will buy the ingredients by themselves, or you providing something?
So what we are doing is the dinners are by pre-booking. Mm-hmm. So we'll be sitting from today, and 3 days we are sitting and taking the pre-bookings for the dinner in Solar Kitchen from 12 to 2. Mm-hmm. So we know the number of people whom we are cooking for.
Ah, okay.
That becomes easy, and then and then we know that there will be some drop-ins, you know, mm-hmm. like people will come at the last moment and they say, "Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot to book." So we are estimating like around 50 or so might be like that who wants to come on the spot.
And it's probably also depends on the day, no?
Yes, it also depends on the day. So we are estimating like that's our estimate. We might be wrong also. Mm-hmm. When we have the bookings, we would know the exact number. So around 200. Mm-hmm. And we've given them an option that they can buy their, we have an estimate, we have a budget for it. We do not want to raise more than 100 rupees a dinner. Mm-hmm. We're saying in between range of, let's say, 70 to 100 per dinner can be. Sana Forest dinner is totally on, it's like they're offering it to the community. It's an offer. Mm-hmm. So the ingredients, they know the best, they're giving us. So we are tying up with Anandi in Portus.
PTDC,
yes, and she said that the guy who brings for them can also bring for us. Mm. And but there are particular groups, those who know which shop they want to buy from and what kind of quality, so they're going themselves to buy it.
Yeah. But still at the end, you know, because let's say I just want to have a dinner, the price is going to be unified, or how much would be the price or contribution for dinner?
In between 70 to 100. 70? 200. Rupees 100. 100.
100.
Yeah.
Actually, that's really affordable dinner, right?
Yeah. I mean, the whole idea was this, that we want to make it as feasible for the community people to come and have it.
Yeah, for sure.
Because there are, loads of us are on maintenance. There are youth also, which hardly gets any. So can we make, create that platform that people can actually come and have? Because if we go to a restaurant, at least, 250, 300 per head goes for a dinner, or maybe more. The whole idea is that people can afford it. So that was a challenge to come up with, it was very clear to us that it's not for profit event. We are not doing it to sell things here. We are not making profits. So whosoever is coming on board is coming with a sense of service, a sense of contributing, a sense of community spirit and celebration. So
it's really sweet. I want to go back a little bit because you said the dinners can be booked at Solar Kitchen. Is there any other way? Because not everybody goes to Solar Kitchen.
Right.
Lunchtime,
so we will be giving an email ID, providing them the email ID on which they can also book the dinners.
So we can also put it in a text today?
Yes. I've already put it in the AuroNet. It's out there, and we have also put it in news and notes about the pre-booking of dinners. Let's see how many people turn up.
And I'm sure this one is going to be really successful, visited by many. And of course, we have to eat. Your plans is to keep the food festival also along with Auroville Film Festival every 2 years? Or are you going to do it also in between?
So, we want to do it annually. At least once we should be able to do it. The immediate learning from organizing it has come that it would be nice to have it when there is a harvest season. There's a good harvest season, because as we approach the farms, we want to keep the cost as low as possible. And
to do it
farms
the
are happy to contribute, but right now it's not a harvest season.
It's not the best time. Yeah.
It's not the best time. So next time when we plan, we would like to keep it at a time where the farms have the harvest season and they can contribute us as much vegetables as they can possibly. We have very few right now. So the best way to do it, just offer it to the community.
So we can look forward for the next year for the food festival and film festival after 2 years, no?
Yeah, it's a nice team. It's wonderful to work with film festival. They're very enthusiastic and very supportive of the idea. And they have been doing a lot also with us as a team. So it would be lovely to keep it.
The core team of Auroville Film Festival, as far as I know, even before the one festival is finished, they're already preparing the new one.
Yes.
So it's a hard work of 2 years and many, many dedicated people. Yeah?
Right. So it would be lovely to keep it with that. But this is also one part we are thinking, you know, that to...
In between could be also.
Yeah, in between, yes.
So then it would look like we have two Christmases. Like Christmas in YC and then food festival.
Yes. Whole idea is to, you know, let's celebrate as a community.
True.
And food does connect to us. And
not sure.
We are fortunate to have multicultural cuisine in Auroville. So
human unity in diversity of cultures.
Yes.
Anita, thank you so much for today. And see you from Saturday onward. You would be with busy head running around like, yes, things are missing or not missing.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And I hope to see you at the food festival.